Hong Kong's usually bustling Victoria Park, behind barricades and police. For years, it's been the scene of candlelit vigils to remember those killed in the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. But this year, it was blocked off. Shadows of clouds on the empty park, illustrating what activists say is an increasingly dark chapter in the territory's history.
Freedom is starting to decline. The freedom in Hong Kong, including freedom of expression, freedom of action, all of them are weakened. Everyone is remaining silent because they are terrified of getting arrested.
Dozens of police were deployed to streets around the park and the busy retail district of Causeway Bay.
I just came here and there are so many police. I found it a bit troublesome.
Police had warned the public not to gather in groups to mark the 33rd anniversary. Passers-by were stopped or questioned, their bags checked. Even this man, who was carrying a toy tank, he said he'd bought at the shops.
Before 3 years ago, we had the freedom to memorize this massacre of the Tiananmen Square. But just 3 years, everything changed. This is very dangerous, just brick and some practice.
This is the third year all public commemorations of the event have been banned. COVID was the explanation last year and the year before. In 2019, tens of thousands gathered around the statue of the Goddess of Democracy. She was built as a copy of this, erected in Tiananmen Square by pro-democracy protesters in 1989. That was months before a military crackdown killed what rights groups say may have been thousands of peaceful demonstrators. Chinese officials say 300 died. The footage of a lone protester standing in front of a line of tanks became one of the most powerful symbols of the late 20th century. But since Beijing implemented a controversial security law in 2020, the annual commemorations have become smaller. This year, for the first time, none was planned. Many protest leaders are in jail or in exile, and the Goddess of Democracy statue has been taken away.
I'm disappointed because although no one's organised any commemorative event, the authorities are already on high alert.
But candles did burn in the windows of the US consulate, the White House accusing authorities in Hong Kong and China of trying to suppress memories of the massacre. Those sentiments echoed in Taiwan, that China views as a breakaway republic. There, a copy of another famous Hong Kong statue was on show to commemorate the victims of Tiananmen. A sign that despite China's efforts, their dissent will not be silenced. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.